Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Lisa Experience. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It's Thursday night. We got some beautiful weather today. That was a blessing. I want to talk about a couple of things tonight. First, you know, I like to make an announcement when I first start on Thursday. As you all know, I told you last week, one of my clients passed away, And that took me for a loop. And then my daughter, she lost her mother-in-law the beginning of the week. That was a loop that we had to take. Prayers and condolences go out to the Robinson family on the loss of their mother. And then yesterday, I almost lost my oldest girlfriend that used to be on the show, Lois. Went to visit her today in intensive care. She had she was unresponsive. They brought her back, and she's hanging in there. That took me for a loop yesterday. And then today, one of my brother's childhood friends, he just found out that someone attacked him, and he's not doing good. So prayers go out to Robert, Supreme in the street, to Lois, to the Robinson family, and to the Hamway family. It's a lot going on. We're living in a time where you don't know when you wake up, which is a blessing, but you don't know what's going to be for you or what's going to come at you. It's just a lot going on, and we got to stay strong. You got to keep that foundation that when something hit us, I mean, it's going to knock us down, but we got to know that we got to get back up, not just for ourselves, but for the person that it's happened to, because you got to be strong for them. Things happen. We live in a time that we don't can't foresee when the storm is about to hit us. Storm come, we got to know how to deal with it. And that's how you prepare yourself. Losing a mom is a thing that you have to actually walk in somebody's shoes and know what that feels like. The loss of a child, you have to walk in somebody's shoes and know what that feels like. And when it's time that you think that you might be leaving this earth, it's not many people could walk in that shoe to come back and let you know what it feels like. But we can feel for that person to know that their time on this earth might be ended and they have to go move on to another phase. So tonight, I'm going to talk about distractions and attractions. And I came up with these two thoughts. Me and my daughter had went away, well, her husband too. We had went to a comedy show in Atlanta City over the weekend. And it was a nice getaway. And I was thinking about how when you're in a comedy show, you listen to the comedian and you just laugh in your, you know, all your funny bones because it's just, you know, busting your belly open with the things they're saying. And sometimes things are happening around you, you don't even pay attention because you're so focused on the person on the stage and what he's saying and the moves he's making and the laughter that's all around you that you don't know what's going on. You don't know what's going on in the world. Like, someone's hurt. Someone's going through something. People is in a place they maybe not should be, but they're there and they got no way of not how to get out of it. As I was saying last week, my brother was saying that I was all over the place. A lot was happening in Patterson last week, and we just didn't know where all that came from. You know, but like I said, things are just happening, and sometimes we don't know where to turn to or where to be at, but we just got to stay focused and just keep our head up that we're on the right path as we go and walk this journey called life. I want to talk about distractions. Distractions, that's when you walk into something and you think you're somewhere where you should be. No, let me change that. I'll say something different. I had to be to work at 7 in the morning. So when I walk out, I have to always remember that I have to stay focused. on getting to my car, because if I get distracted, I can't tell somebody walking behind me, somebody coming up on the side of me, or, you know, something could happen. So most time I do be on my phone as I'm walking to the car. But most time I just say, well, I'll call you when I get in the car. Because even though you know your neighborhood or your block, you still don't ever know what's going on in people's minds as you're walking your regular route every day to your car, to the bus stop, to your job. You don't know that. Distractions. As I'm walking sometime in the morning, I have, you know, you always have a little ritual. Everybody have a little ritual that they do. So as I'm walking, sometimes I can see my shadow, which is amazing. And then you can tell somebody's walking by you. Sometimes you can hear footsteps coming, or sometimes you look and a car is coming. A lot of people have tinted windows. I mean, I respect people that got tinted windows, but sometimes the people behind those windows, you don't know what they're doing. So you're walking. So when I get to my car, I always lock my doors before I get in, because you never know, somebody's behind you and they pull the door open and you're hit. And then I try not to carry a lot of stuff to my car, which I do, because you never know if people are noticing you. You'd be surprised how you walk out of your apartment or your house or just where you live at and your neighbors, like, or peeking through the window or looking out the same time that you're going to work every day. Like, they don't know that you're going to work. Like, I don't, you know, I haven't came up with that scenario why they like to stare out the window 5:30 in the morning to see where you're going. You know what I mean? I guess I would have to have them on my show to ask them. But it always amazed me how many people are standing in the window, and then when you look, then they fall back behind the curtain. I'm like, I mean, come on, you know I seen you. Won't you say good morning? Or, you know, what's the point that you want to see? Because if they see something happen to you, they're not going to help you. That's the sad thing. Like, people are being nosy, but who's going to be out there and going to call and try to save your life? No, they're just going to talk about it later. Distractions. Distractions always can be, too, on your job or with friends, you meet people and you're hitting it off and you're doing things together and you're not paying attention, and then one day you're not distracted with having a good time with them, and then all of a sudden you lay back and you sit, whoa, I didn't know they do that, or I didn't know that goes on when I'm not with them, or I didn't know that they, indulge in that. Distractions. You have to be careful. You have to stay awake. You never know, you know, what people are doing. Another thing, like your job, you go to work, you do your regular work, clock in, and you just mind your business and perform your duties. And then one day you realize that maybe the next person coming in late, leaving early, and then whatever was supposed to be done, they didn't do it because you distracted doing you, and you don't realize the next person is not doing it all. But you doing your stuff, and you're doing some of their stuff because some of their stuff ain't getting done. Distractions. It's very important that we stay alert. We keep our eyes on watch. Even like when we're driving, so many of us is texting and on the phone. And look, I'm guilty too. I don't like to text, but I do be on the phone or I look at the text. And then before you know it, you look up, somebody's walking across the street, or somebody's put on brakes real fast and you got to be right up on it to put on your brakes. Distractions. I know where I work at, deer is be flying out. So if I'm not paying attention, before I know it, it's one in front of my car, or they're starting to come out of the on the block into the street. you know, distraction. So as I'm driving in the dark, I'm always looking because, I don't know, for some reason they always say that deers love to see the lights on the cars and they run towards it, which to me is like, I mean, it don't mean it's food out there, just mean that you won't live another day. Distractions. I think there's some time that they aware, even when we're in a relationship with someone, we're so busy just living our life, working, coming home, you know, taking care of the family. We really distracted that we don't even see that things are going on in our relationship that we don't even see because we're distracted taking care of normal routines instead of laying back some time and saying, whoa, I didn't realize that. I didn't notice that before or, you know, that's new. When they start dressing like that or when they start smelling like that, you know, putting cologne on or doing their hair, you know, you get distracted. You have to pay attention. Things are happening around us, and sometimes we don't even see it. Like, people be like, I didn't even see it coming. I got hit before I even knew it was coming. And that's reality. We don't. Sometimes things happen, and we don't even notice it. Just like people are walking, and all of a sudden you trip, and what you do? You turn around, you look, and you know it was you because you're the one walking, but we always look back at us and say, to see what made us trip. But it was us being distracted that we didn't pay attention that the sidewalk was unlevel. And that's why we tripped on our own foot. Distractions. Got to be careful. Don't know what's going to hit you. Don't know what's going on. We're going to take another little break. We're going to come back. And if you got a phone call, you want to talk about distractions before I move on to attraction. Like my brother always say, press one, and we welcome anything that you want to talk about or you want to speak on. Don't hold back. You know, I would love to hear your voices or what you feel about what I'm talking about or if you want to bring up something different. I don't know what you're thinking if you don't let me know. You know, it's okay to sit back and listen to someone, but sometimes your mind is racing and you're saying, darn, I would like to have said something on that, or I had a point I would like to get across. But if you don't, then the audience or me might miss something important because you're sitting there holding it in. It's like if you're in a classroom and a teacher asks you a question and you'd be like, nah, I don't want to raise my hand because it might be wrong, or I don't want to raise my hand. And somebody be like, oh, why would she say that? But you would never know until you raise your hand. It might be something important that somebody in the class that want to hear. You know, old school. We got to go back some time in the past and remember that raising your hand is not bad. A wrong or right question is still an answer. It's still got to be talked about. Nobody's here to blame anybody or say anything that somebody said something wrong or not right. Well, take me out. Hold tight.
Dougie, you told me you've been on some positive shit, yeah, yeah. Lately, I just want to show up and body some shit, yeah, yeah. Always been a little mathematician. Lately, this cash is getting, got me losing count of these bags. I'm moving too fast. Hard times don't last. Remember when cops are rats talking out my ass. Boy, you ain't shit with a bitch with a badge. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. All this time. Thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They be trying to keep me down. I decided I had to finish. But the media called me a minister. I just sat with the mirror and politicians. I'm trying to change the image. You can't blame my past no more. I come from the trenches. Some said I'd never be a superstar, but I know I'm different. I'm a voice, but the system ain't give me a choice. There's some people that still unemployed. I know a fellow who's trying to get void. Child support, your only support. For a visit, I'm going to court. With the jail, they was shitting me up. And you know that I'm famous as fuck. See how you gon' joke about stimulus, but they really ain't came with a clutch. I know some kids wanna hurt themselves. Stop trying to take drugs, I refer to myself. Trying to better myself, trying to better my health, but all my life. They've been trying to keep me down
all this time.
All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life.
First generation ghetto nigga, cold world, hello niggas. Made it out of the city with my head on straight. Nigga keep shooting like a let out. Blood on the pill, gotta get out. The shit that I spit out is a cheat code, like a face in a Rico. And how a nigga put a hit out. And another one, and another one. I got like 100 of them by the last niggas, so they think they're ahead of me. But I'm really in front of them now. Some of them, some of them, they bad. Fucking up the little crumbs that they had. A reminder to humble yourself, this shit could be gone in an instant. Me, I'm running long distance, all pistons. Fine, I've been tripping between maybe retiring and feeling like I'm just not hitting my prime. These days, seeing rappers be dying way before they even getting they shine. I never even heard a little buddy. So somebody murder a little buddy. Now I'm on the phone searching a little buddy name. Got a plane of tunes all day in my room. Damn, this shit wicked to get their names buzzed. Some niggas just gotta go lay in a tomb. And media thirsty for clicks. I got a new rule. If you ain't ever posted a rapper when he was alive, you can't post about him after he get hit. It's simple. It's the principle. I'm in the tempo. I'm invincible. Don't even rap. I just fit to you. I'd rather that than an interview. Most days, fuck them all like I'm going through a whole phase. Young niggas shoot out the whip like road rage. I pray all of my dogs they so paid. And the only thing to kill them is old age.
All my life. They've been trying to keep me down
all this time.
All this time. Never thought I'd make it out. No, no. No. All my life. They've been trying to keep me down.
Welcome back, everyone. All my life, try to keep me down. I forgot to make one comment before in the beginning. Co-host Miles, you know, we've been missing him for a couple of weeks. My brother spoke to him, and he's still down a little bit, but he's on the mend. But let's keep our prayers for Miles. That he get back on his feet and come back on our show. Miles, we send our prayers for your well-being. We're going to talk about attraction. As I was telling you before, me and my daughter and her husband went to a comedy show over the weekend in Atlanta City, and they had five comedians. Attractions, and each one of them, they like I said, they were really good. Bill Bellamy, I think Bruce. You know, I'm not really good with the other ones, but they were good. They was top notch too. But each one of them, as they was making comments and making jokes, they had topics of things that's happening in the world. But you know, for to make you laugh at it, but it's. This is things that seriously is happening around us. And I thought it was really funny but insightful to hear people talk about major events that's happening in the world. And you just say, that's a good thought. Can't, you know, would never think of something like that. And what would we do without comedians? And, you know, constantly we keep hearing them say they can't joke like they used to because everybody's got thin skin and they want to call them out and they get blackballed for saying the wrong type of things about different agendas. And he said, but it was a time when they didn't as good as make jokes about anything. But, you know, the whole world is about being thin-skinned now. So you say something, people really – take it to heart. Attractions. It's like you driving down the highway and you see a circus, a sign for a zoo, or an upcoming movie, or an upcoming engage a dance black and white party, and it's an attraction, you'd be like, oh, you know, that looks pretty good. Maybe I might one of those out. But sometimes when we go see an attraction and you pay your money and you go in and you pay for it and you pay for parking and you pay to buy your outfit and Lord have mercy, the drinks was like $27. And I mean, people was buying it like crazy. I was like, I hope that it really got them high for $27 for just a regular drink. Attractions. Sometimes you get in there, you don't realize all the things that you got to do. You bad enough, you don't pay for parking, then you pay for an outfit, you pay for the tickets, you pay to get over to where you need to be, like if you got to cross the bridge, and then you get in there, and then the food is high, the liquor is high, and then you turn around, you're sitting down, like me. I was sitting down, we was in a seat, and all of a sudden, the person sat in front of me had a big bun that set like 10 inches high. That was it for me then. I couldn't even watch the show because I had this big tower standing in front of me. And what you going to say to a woman that got her hair together? Could you take it down? Could you move it over? No, you got to sit there. Be respectful. That was her hairstyle. Didn't know I was going to be sitting behind her. Like I said, attraction. You go somewhere, you don't know what's going to be happening when you get to the place that you want to be. So sit there, and you've got to have it hold your neck to the side where you can see what's going on so you won't be distracted by the ponytail that's in front of you, distraction. Then we sit in chairs. We had our seats, and then every turn around, somebody else was sitting in people's seats. So then we had to watch people get up, let other people in, for to move somewhere else, attraction. You come, people pay for their seats, and then what they want to do, they want to sit in different seats that they didn't pay for, but they just got in. They came to the attraction, but they wanted better off of somebody else and sit in somebody else's seat. I don't know, maybe everybody do it. I never thought about it. You know what I mean? Whatever seat I wanted, that's the one I went and I paid for. I didn't want to take nobody else's seat. I mean, that's just me, attraction. We got to, you know, the life we live in is just, everybody's all over the place. You know, I think COVID just, like, did a lot to us. Really did a lot to us. Like I said, this whole week fell in, like, all over the place for me. Because when you have someone that you spent pretty well your whole life with, and you look in their eyes and you see things that you never thought that you would see, and then you got to go on with your life knowing that you might not see that person again. But you can't let them know that's what you see. So you sit and you hold their hand and you tell them it's going to be all right. You know, don't worry. You know, you got all this stuff, but it's here to help you. It's going to make you be in a better place. But deep down in your gut, you know that, no, not this time. It's not going to take you to a better place. And as you sit there and you both look at each other and tears is rolling down their eyes because they know that, you know, they made the wrong turn. And then you look at and you saying that this person not going to be with you no more. I'm telling you, we really got to start thinking about our health. And I don't mean all that eating right and drinking and whatever. I'm just talking about just go get a checkup. Just kind of halfway do what the doctor say do. You know what I mean? If you don't want to do everything, you know, some people really go overboard. But just do it. Just take care of yourself. Let me tell you, it's worth it. It's worth it. You know, I know that it's bad out here. We work hard and we try to pay our bills and we try to have a little something in life. But all in all, if you wake up and he gives you another day, you're doing good. Because you can make it better. We really got to start, like, thinking about it's our wealth. Our health is our wealth. Anyone want to dial 1 and come in and speak? I'm a little off tonight because I'm caught in a lot of feelings, and I'm trying, like I said, the show must go on. But I'm telling you, sometimes the hardest thing is to really just, like, tuck in and keep it moving. You know, people don't realize that caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey. How you doing?
What up? No, all right. I just was piggybacking off of what you said about the health. The health is your health is your wealth. I saw something today where a guy, he had like 250. He's a football player, but he was getting like $250 million, and he was saying like he still is unhappy. He got all the money in the world and he's still unhappy. And he was talking about sickness, like everybody got a expiration date, and you can't take that money with you. And that's the how they say it, you come in the world with nothing and you leave the world with nothing. Well, why I'm saying that is that everybody, you got to start taking care of yourself better. If you see that maybe like you take blood pressure medicine, but you're not taking it, and you know you're walking around with headaches and your eyes feel heavy and things like that, you know, it's warning signs. Even with diabetes, you get the dry mouth and, you know, every disease out there. I think the bottom line is right now is most of it is early detection. You know what I mean? Changing the way you eat. Regular visits to the doctor and just being just keeping your mind positive on how you want to make a change. You know, like I said today, like I'm gaining weight. I know like a certain amount of weight. I don't like to go over like 210 or I don't feel comfortable. I know right now that I'm almost at about 220. That's the heaviest I ever. Whenever I get up to 220, it's like something go off in my head, like danger zone. Like I start feeling uncomfortable. So now what I got to do, it's not easy to do, but I mean, I got to do what I got to do. It ain't about working out and all that. It's about now I know I got to watch what I put in my mouth. You know, I got to do like, a military diet or something for 3 days, and you lose 10 pounds in 3 days. But I've never really lost 10 pounds doing it. But you will lose in between 5 and 10 pounds doing it. Like you said earlier, like it was a strange coincidence that we was talking about one of your childhood best friends is in the hospital, and then I get a text that one of my childhood best friends is in the hospital not doing good. And it's like a sign, you know what I mean? Like sometimes you got to listen to the signs. You got to listen to your conscience. You got to listen to your third eye. Sometimes you got to listen to that and take heed to what your mind is trying to tell you, or what the powers that be, or whatever you want to call it. Sometimes you got to listen to yourself and take heed to it, because a lot of people this falling sick, sometimes they bring it on themselves by neglecting themselves. And you really can't do that. I like to think about, like, if something, you know, God forbid or whatever like that, if something happened to me, I damn sure don't want it to be because of something I didn't do. You know what I mean? Because I'm not going to really feel good about that. And plus, I got children. You know what I mean? And I don't want to really, our parents was around a long time. You know, that's how I kind of want to be. Well, not kind of, that's how I want to be. So, like, but I'm a person, like, I go to the doctor. So this is for the people who don't like to go to the doctor. Like you said earlier, you got to go to the doctor. They make it easy for you now. The insurance I got every year, they give you, if you go get a blood test and check your sugar, they give you $25. So I've been doing that like the last 2 years. And if you go get your eyes checked and let them dilate them, put them drops in it. And I know that's hard and difficult to do, but because it's be like you almost like you can't see for a couple of hours. But if you do that, they give you $50. So I've been doing that for like the last 2 years. And I'm going to go do it probably before this month over, go get my AC1 check, and then I'll go get my eyes checked. But, I mean, it's like they making it easy for you, you know what I mean, to go get checked. You know what I mean? It's like different kind of insurances, and then they got charity care, and, you know, and they got the city insurance, and then jobs insurance, and all kind of stuff. But I just know we got to – And I know it's a lot of people who do eat right and who do work out regularly and do what they're supposed to do, but it's for the people who don't do it, you know, and for the people who put it off and I'm going to do it next week and I'm going to do it next month and I'm going to do it next week. Now, we got to start doing things now and helping other people, not just yourself. You got to help other people. If you see somebody not doing is something that you know they need to do. I mean, like, cause a lot of people, I know people who drink and they think because they're young, you know what I mean, it don't affect them. And they'll be like, well, I'm still young. Yeah, but that's going to catch up with you sooner or later. You know what I mean? So we got to not only, they say save yourself before you can save others, but also we got to save people like our loved ones, and we got to stay up on their well-being too and make sure, you know, they're in tune with different things. I know this is about distractions and attractions, but I guess I'm more like on the distraction part right now, things that distract us from wanting to make sure that we okay physically and mentally. And to the flip side of that, sometimes you got to be your own doctor. You know what I mean? You got to doctor on yourself, because we know medicine and all that is really just about money. You know what I mean? So sometimes you got to be your own doctor, and sometimes you got to deal with that, like sea moss, black seed oil, zinc, vitamin C. You can help yourself out here in this world, so we all could try to be around as long as we could be around and get rid of all them distractions out there. That's all I wanted to say.
Any other callers? Yeah, and I wanted to also bring up about distractions too. as I said, I went to a funeral last night, and it was family members that didn't talk to each other for years, and then they came to the funeral, and I think it's sad that we live on this planet and we have family members that we don't talk to, don't speak, don't care about. And don't get me wrong, I'm one of them, you know what I mean? But we gotta start changing that around, because we got to stop waiting until it's the end of somebody to be a beginning for us to reunite for people after that. Like, we got time to make it up. You don't have to love nobody, but we still could be in people's lives. We got to stop, you know, letting years, well, I don't talk to them. Well, we ain't talked in 5 years. Well, caller.
Yeah, you got two callers. First, you got 8555. You live.
Hello? Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was, you know, listening to, you know.
Hey, Shanti, how you doing?
What's going on, Sister Lisa? But, you know, what you was just saying, it's true. However, sometimes we have people whom we love a lot. However, they make it difficult for you to want to be around them, to spend time with them, to call them. Because you have some people who, no matter what you say, they seem to have an attitude. You know what I mean? They take it the wrong way. No matter how diplomatic you try to be, and sometimes, you know, as human beings, we have feelings and emotions too. And you keep trying and you keep trying, and the person refuses to change or grow and just accept and say, this is who I am. And, you know, and once you say this is who you are, you stunted your growth, because this is who I am as of now, but I want to change. I want to grow. I want to be better. But you have some people who are comfortable, or really not comfortable, but they will stay at a certain level, a lower level of thinking, immature emotional level. You know, it's and so I strive to at least speak to people. I don't, you know, like get to a point where I say I don't ever want to speak to you again. But what I have done is distance myself from people, because sometimes people break your peace. They break your joy, which you just trying to be cordial with them, you know? So that's my take on, you know, why I think some people get to a point where they just can't take it anymore and they don't want to speak to people. And, of course, more than likely, they feel bad when they see the person in the casket, you know? And so I normally say that there's nothing really a person can do to you that you wouldn't forgive them if they were, you know, if they passed away. So I strive to hold on to that, where I don't really allow it to push me completely away, but I do keep my distance from individuals who are, you know, caught up in their misery. And like that saying, misery loves company. But that's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, that was good. I just want to say this real quick before I call the next caller in. My girlfriend, we had, like, distanced ourselves from each other, or maybe it just was me. And she had called me, like, Sunday. But I was going to go somewhere, so I, like, kind of rushed it or whatever. And I felt kind of guilty, because I was like, maybe she was, you know, trying to call out to me. She was going through something, and she was trying to reach me, because she wasn't really saying anything, and I didn't really know what she was trying to get to the point. So, you know, we living our lives, like you said. I just like brushed it off and got off the phone. And then, you know, 2 days later, you know, I get a phone call that, you know, she was non-responsive. And then I'm like, well, I can't go back and feel whatever I was feeling to change it, because you can't. You can't go back. But I know that the next time anything ever happens, I'm going to seize the opportunity to lay back and listen to what a person got to say, because distractions, like I said, it costs you that you have to live with something for the rest of your life because your mind was on a whole total different thing. Caller?
Oh, hey, hey, hey.
What's up, Miss Nicole?
Hey, what's going on? I missed the introduction. I'm quite sure it was grand. It was probably beautiful. I came in the middle of your topic when Unc was talking about attraction and distraction, and good topic, because we tend to let things that attract us distract us from doing what we need to do in life. Like how you said, food. We all love to eat, but we're supposed to say, what is it? Eat to live, not live to eat. But some people get caught up in that, and they make food their everything, and then it becomes a distraction for them, because what happens is then you get overweight, or you get health conditions. Was that my phone? Or you
not
get
good.
It could turn into a health condition, or drinking. Like, it's an attraction. We attracted to drinking. If you're a partier, you can't party unless you're drinking or you're getting high. And then after a while, it becomes a distraction, because it becomes something that could distract you from doing what you need to do in life. You know, like you said, sometimes people let their kids smoke early, and it stunts them from becoming the individual that they need to be. Because I think you kind of get stuck where you at the moment you start smoking or the moment you start drinking, you know. Sometimes it can take over you. When you think you got control over it, you're attracted to this thing. People, it could be people, like I said, drugs, drinking, money, food, and then later on it becomes a distraction for you. Because then all you're doing is chasing that thing, whatever it is. So that was a good topic. Just got in, so I didn't really get all your points down, but I just wanted to mention that. What Unc said too about taking care of yourself. Yeah, we get distracted in life, and sometimes we be like, you know, I don't have time to go to the doctor, or I can't afford the copay, you know, because, you know, every time you go, you're getting a copay, or you got to pay a copay, and sometimes you ain't got it, you know. And so we don't go. And then we get distracted, and then time goes on, and we don't, you know, we wind up not keeping up with the things we need to keep up with. And then, like you said, then you find something out, and you upset, but you let other things distract you from keeping up with your health. So,
yeah.
For today.
You do. And I think that we all get caught up in distraction, because every day is one. Every day we fall snare to a distraction, and then later on we be like, "Darn, why we didn't catch it while it was right there?" You know, Shadi and Bandy did bring up a good point in life, and like Shadi said, you know. Some people you just can't be with. But I always still say that even though you can't be with them, we need to find that little open window that we could be with them for what moment that we could be with them. Because we don't want to lose out and then be like, we can't go back. Like I said, you can't go back to wherever you need to be. I I went and got my car fixed, and told the guy how much I was going to pay for it. I don't go over that. And then he called me, told me he had something else. And I said, okay, knock that out. Now, I'm distracted because I'm going to pay what I want to pay, and I want to keep it moving. What happens? I go pick it up, the car up, and he tells me, oh, you need this. And I'm like, well, hold up. Wait a minute. Wait. Who told you go underneath the hood? We doing something on the outside. Distracted. Because I'm thinking about one thing, but he's thinking about what he needs to get on another end. See, we got to stay focused. And maybe my car didn't need it, but he distracted me by telling me that it needed something else. And so you're coming out of one place with one idea, and you're distracted because at the end of the day, you coming out paying a whole bunch of more for something that, you know, you didn't go into. Distracted. So next time I want to know everything so I don't have to keep calling me and telling me it's something different that it needs to be fixed. Distracted. We have to get it together. We truly do. It's like I said, it's just so much going on now. Like I, you know, sometimes you don't want to think about it, you know, but are we to the end? Have we really crossed over to a time when it's just going to be havoc, or just every turn around is another chapter opening up that you just like, it's hard to deal with? I'm telling you, it's really, really hard. Because like my brother said, me and him, we had certain friends we had growing up, and we still be friends with our friends. Like from childhood, we still got them in our lives. So then when you hear about something or you know there's something going on, it's a lot. It's a lot to swallow because these are people that have been in your life. And like you said, for the grace of God, didn't want to check on themselves or didn't live right or wasn't at the place they needed to be or doing things they got no business doing. And then this is the outcome from the way they live. But no, but knowns to us, and we feel for them, but we can't get on them because nobody is doing nothing fully right. But you don't want nothing to happen to nobody. And my brother, like he said, you know, I have to go and see him, and it's going to be a lot. And it do. Let me tell you. You sitting and you go in a room and this person that you knew your whole life and they, you know, you see things happening and it's and you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot to take. People don't realize that this is a one-time ride right here. One time. And once this ride right here is over, it ain't no coming back. So, yeah, like Nicole said, some people don't have co-payment. Some people don't even have insurance. Like, I know I work with people, and they don't have insurance. And I'm like, it's only $25, $30 every time we get paid. It's worth it. Oh, I got other things to do with my money. What do you got to do with your money? When you need to go to a doctor or a hospital, you ain't got to worry about nothing because you got... That's your security. People have talked about that forever. Stop being distracted with little things, and we need to start handling big things. Where are we going to go? Like Randy said, man got a whole bunch of money, and he still ain't happy. So now you could get something and have a whole bunch of money, and the doctors tell you, it don't matter what you got. We can't help you what you got. So... As he was saying, maybe we do have to do a little exercise or we might have to watch what we eat. But the whole thing is we have to start getting focused on what's at hand. Like everybody know, I'm a diabetic. And I'm telling you, I hate going food shopping. Because when I get in the aisle to check out, what's there? Soda and candy. That's my weakness. So while I'm checking out, I'm constantly looking at my daughter, tell you, I'm constantly looking at every candy. I'm constantly looking at the soda. And I know I don't need it. And I know it ain't good for me. Distraction. Because no doggone well, they put that there for to distract you, for you to pick it up and buy it and walk up out of the store. And no matter how much I go through the aisle and I'm looking down all the little part and I'm saying, dog, this is it. This is what I want. It's going to be good. And then I'll be like, you know that the candy not going to help you out. Distract it. Just get your food and get out of there. And I'll get almost to the last thing. The lady about to give me my total. And when I do, hold on, I want to get this. And before I know, the candy bar is on the conveyor belt or the soda. And then my daughter be like, Ma, you know you didn't need that. And I'll be like, well, you got some on your cart too. Distractions.
Mm-hmm.
Distractions.
Is well, anything cool. Else? Because of the bus like
huh?
That.
What?
You have to throw me on the bus.
You know, doggone well, you know, doggone well, we can't pass candy up. Stop it.
Yeah, you were talking. You were telling your personal story. I'm telling my story now.
Well, you do. What are you talking about? You do get me. Like, you tell Ma, you know, you'll need that candy bar. And I look over there. You got two in your car. Talk about, I can't go home because I need something sweet. I need something sweet. And I had to tell the audience, but she's worse than me. Because we'll get to the checkout. She be done ate the candy and give the lady the wrapper. Or be done drug half the soda and say I was thirsty.
Or ate the grapes.
Yeah, we ain't going to even talk about the stuff that you eat there.
At least I still pay for it, though.
You can't pay for it, Nicole, because if you eat the grapes, it's not going to weigh with the way you picked it up.
Yeah, but this was good because, you know, sometimes you need a wake up call. I mean, I know, like you said, this has truly been a trying week for all of us. I mean, with going on here, with you know, like you said, with your friend, you know, you was going through something because you didn't answer the call, even though I was trying to tell you that, you know, didn't know what that call was for. You know, you doing your regular thing, but we do. Sometimes we let guilt overcome us. We then we feel guilty when something happened, but you can't feel guilty because in the moment, that's what you felt like. You know what I mean? Like, so you can't let guilt override you. But as Unc and Shadi said, when people are trying to tell you or warn you, you know, like I always tell people, my mother said, when I turned 40, I'll never forget, I had a birthday party, and my mother said, you know, you're getting a little chunky. You better start doing something, working out. And I was like, oh, I'm good. I like being thick. Oh, no, I'm good. I like the size that I am. But, and you was telling me then to get a handle on my health, and then after that, I got hit with blood pressure, high blood pressure. You know, potassium was low. And then just been battling with my weight since I turned 40. Now, I mean, I'm only 47, but still, 7 years of battling of losing and gaining and losing and gaining. Like, it get, you know, you get something of it after a while. But I was distracted with liking having a big booty and guys liking my butt that I didn't want to lose weight.
Oh, stop.
It's the truth. I just was talking to somebody, you know, earlier, and they were like, you know, they used to be small and they gained weight and they love being heavy. You know, they're like, oh, I like having a butt. But that's fine. You like to have a butt. But what about all the stuff that come with it? With weight gain comes health problems. Now, if you could be heavy and be healthy, then that's good because it is some heavy people that are that don't have take no medicine. They don't have no blood pressure pill, no nothing. So this is not for you, but for the ones that are on some type of medication, and like my mom talking about, oh, I'm waiting for it to dilute and I forgot to take it, or me, you know, or I got to take my pill before I drink, you know, or my uncle, you know. My uncle's pretty good with his medicine. I'll never be hearing him say nothing. But for us, we let things disgust us that we don't do the things that we need to do for our father. I'm sorry, y'all. But yeah, distraction.
Yeah, it's a lot of distractions, cause even like you said, like Randy, he gets like a certain weight, and then he'd be like, "Oh, this got to come off." Oh, I don't know what I was doing. I don't know why I went there. Distractions, like before you know, you like I said, eat a little candy bar here, eat a little candy bar there, and then down the road, next thing you know, your clothes feeling kind of tight, or you ain't feeling right, like Me and him was walking. Well, he didn't want me to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway. He took me out to dinner tonight. So we was walking inside the restaurant, and he was like, "What are you walking like that for? You got to stop walking like that." And I'm like, bruh, you 4 years older than me.
Nah, you do. You walk like you
80,
Mom. So I'm with you.
I work standing up all day. I take care of disabled adults. It's a lot. So the knees, your body, you'd be surprised how when you're older, you got to get your motor started. I can't jump out the car like you do. When I jump out, my motor got to be like a motorcycle or the lawnmower. I got to pull it to get it started. It don't just jump up and then be like, before like when young, like, bang, I'm gone. Your body got to get it together. You got to talk to it. Stand up, you gotta be like, okay, we going to the car. Let's get it together. Bodies ain't like they were when you say you 40. Well, let me tell you, with 64, it don't feel like 40. And my legs ain't like my brother's either.
I gotta tell people, I can remember a time when I would wake up and I would hit the ground running. At 47, I don't jump up like that. Like, I had to sit at the end of the bed and think about and let my body think about what it's going to do before I get up. So I understand where every year it becomes something different. Like they said, you be having pain sometimes, don't even know what the pain comes from, you know. But I get it. But you can't let that distract you from doing the things you gotta do. Like sometimes you wake up and you just ain't feeling it. You ain't feeling good. But you still, you know, you got to get out there and pay your bills and go to work. So you don't let those pains distract you from doing what you got to do. But at a certain point, you do have to check on it. Like I'm saying, like, you can't let it get to the point where you know it's something wrong and you ain't trying to go figure out what's wrong. Even if you're trying to work on it yourself, because, you know, some people don't believe in going to the doctors. They do holistic, you know, medicine, but you got to be doing something or taking something. Like, how many black people take vitamins? How many people really take the medicine that the doctor give them? How many of us drink or the amount of water that we should be drinking every day? I know I don't. You know,
I don't.
You know, you eat a vegetable every meal. How many black people eat a vegetable every meal? How many people even actually sit down and eat a meal? Most of the time you want to run. And you're distracted, so you stop and go get something to eat before you go home. Because you know when you get there, you're not going to feel like making nothing.
And you guys are making a lot of great, great points, you know. And the reality is, one of the things that when we were younger in school that we used to have to get graded on, which was self-control. You know, a lot of things is like, right now, we outside of ourselves, you know, every like you're saying, distractions are things that are outside of you, distracting you from what you need to do within your inner self. Eating is one of those things. And as far as like medication, like, you know, the doctor, The doctor prescribed me high blood pressure. I already know that it's based on what I eat and how I eat. And so she prescribed the medication. I took the medication, but I didn't take it. I got it. So when I went back to the doctor, because she knew I had the medication, she was like, oh, your blood pressure is good. That dose must be working for you. But I never took the dose. I just curbed what I was doing, you know, because I know most times when I go to the doctor anyway, I'm uncomfortable. I'm nervous because I don't trust the colonists. I don't trust them. I don't trust them because there's too many situations and problems that we have dealt with that, some of this stuff that happened, they're the root of it. They're the root of us being the way we are because it's like, you know, we don't even know who we are. We don't even know, you know, where, you know, you ask a person like, okay, you know, who are you? You know, what are you? Where do you live? You know, just simple questions, and we don't really have the answers to that. Like, who are we? You know, so and that they're responsible for that, that we're not knowing who we are. Everybody else know who they are. Everybody else is tied to a land. We say we African-American. Which one of us ever been to Africa? Who? So how did we become African-American? And we never been to Africa. You know what I mean? So and then we don't want to say we're American because we feel like we're not really American. So we're lost from the beginning, not even knowing who we are. So it's easy for us to get distracted and eat for emotional comfort, hurt each other because we're in pain. So it's a lot of different things that from the outside of us is systematic. You know, and I brought that thing up with the medication because that's the first thing you want to do, give us medication. They're not saying, okay, look, this is what you got to do. And besides, because our makeups are different. Our makeups is different. If we don't even know that we're the original people that was on the earth, the first people ever created. So our makeup is different from the part original, we the original, and they aboriginal. So certain things that work for them don't work for us. Our whole eating habits, we're eating what they say we should eat. We don't even know what we should be eating for ourselves. So it's a lot of things that we can change without even dealing with them, but we have to start, you know, doing our own research and stop, you know, basically trusting people who showed us that we shouldn't trust them. But we can't trust each other, but we can trust them, and they already showed us we can't trust them. So,
one thing is that we are a generation that grew up watching our parents go to a doctor, and the doctor giving a script out, and they fill it, and they take the medicine not knowing. We fell into that because I know that when I went and I had high blood pressure, what they said I did, I started just taking the pill. I didn't question it. Then I still wasn't feeling right. Went back. Then they said I was a diabetic. Then I started taking a diabetic pill. And then didn't just say to myself in my mind, well, you know what? I could have went home and changed my whole diet and exercise and did everything, but because it was a fast fix, I felt like I just throw that down my throat and all that would be okay in the long run. But it wasn't because, like you said, after a while, the pill didn't do what they were supposed to do, and you've been taking them. Now you're stuck, and your numbers are high, your blood pressure still whatever. So you do because they say, that not they, but Everything
the
is
colonists. The colonists.
Everything
the colonists.
Is,
We've been
is that
colonized.
Black people have it. We got high blood pressure. We diabetic. We obese. When something come out, it's, you know, we get that. We got to stop letting them put claim to what it could be for us, because we've been, like you said, we have been here as long as them. So if we have it, they got it too, because they've been here just with us. So we can't just have it. They don't have it. We got to stop taking the debt. Everything is on us. We're not going to stay long because we're a little bit over, but I want to thank Shadi for bringing up the good comments and thinking about the things that were said. I want to thank Nicole for coming in later on and helping with the distraction and attraction. And I want to thank my brother for coming on and giving his point of view, which was good. I want to thank all of y'all for really, like, that's what I'm saying, like, when we are a village, because this has been, I mean, I've had difficult times, but this has been the most difficult week I ever had in such a long time. I'm going to say this real quick, and then I'm going to let that person, that I really thought it was going to break me, and I just thank God and my foundation of people to, like, just help me to keep myself up. Caller? Hello?
Oh, yeah, hi. Is this me, Lisa? Oh, yeah, hey, good program. I just wanted to say it wasn't you, but I think it was one of your callers were talking, or guests, that was talking about weight. And I think that's a tremendous thing to get into. You and I disagreed on this previously. But, yeah, I think weight reduction and weight maintenance, and I work on my weight, so I know weight is an issue, and I always have 5 or 10 pounds that I need to lose. And you mentioned something else, but I think dealing with the weight is very, very important, because, you know, I think you may have touched on it, cardiovascular disease, and I think you work in the healthcare industry, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, cardiovascular disease, hypertension, diabetes. From what I understand, and correct me if my information is not correct, all of that can be precipitated and or exacerbated by excess weight. And just one final thing. I understand that for every pound of fat, it takes approximately 7 miles of blood vessels to supply that fat, which means the heart has to work overtime. Is that correct also?
Yeah.
Well, great show. I just think it's a great health-related show. Health, money, and relationships. Those are the areas of focus, baby. Oh, and one quick thing. I heard Shadi, my friend, and I would say this, Shadi said certain groups of people, and I don't know the name, maybe he said black Americans, don't understand something about their history. Well, I think he gave quite a bit of information about history. And I think whether people fully understand about all of their history or not, they can understand, they can get a good grounding in where they are and where they need to go. One doesn't need to understand everything about their history. And all of us, all groups have had checkered pasts. And so I would just say things weren't perfect in Africa. And therefore, I just think people need to plot their course, figure out where they are, where they need to go, and use the tools that are abundantly available to proceed in that direction. What do you think?
Yeah, we do. We do. But a lot of us is just learning where we need to be, because I don't really want to go into a lot, but, like, my friend, we all obese, but her heart, you know, kind of went, and she is heavy,
And
you
you're
cut
right.
out. I'm sorry, dear. You said you all are what?
We're overweight.
Oh, okay,
overweight.
Okay. I didn't hear that part. Continue.
So sometime when you do befall a sickness, your body not only have to fight the sickness, it have to fight the weight that's preventing the normal organs in your body to perform right, because it's battling, it's normally, and also whatever else is upon your body. So we do have to think about it, because I see a lot of people that's young, they're carrying weight, and I say to myself, they don't realize as time go on that it's really going to affect them, because it, like my daughter said, it's nice when you're young, but when you start getting older, it's not going to be the same as it was when you're young, because when you're young, you got youth. As you go get older, the youth, it leaves, and then you that weight and a lot of other things. Like you said about your vessels, like 7 miles or whatever, the vessels, or if they get clogged up or they're not being healthy, it can't perform the same way it did when you were young. But, you know, that's not here now, because we'd have to do that another show. But, Mrs. Solution, I do want to thank you for coming on my show and bringing wisdom. Always, you're always welcome. And my brother doesn't really like for me to go long, but I want to thank everybody. And I want to thank everybody for coming. And join me next week for my show on Thursday, 8 to 9, the Lisa Experience. My brother tomorrow, keeping it real. Shadi, you got me saying his name wrong, Mr. Solution. Shadi going to not be on Saturday. Shadi, what's your new show for you, real quick, you want to say?
Yeah, Game TV on YouTube. Go to Peep Game TV, and if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe to Peep Game TV YouTube channel.
And Ingrid, I know you're in the background, but thank you. I'm always waiting for you to do a comment. You still got me in shock from last week, so I just want to let you know thank you for being in the back of the scenes. I do want to bring you on one day. Well, I'm going to wait until you think that you feel that you're there. But I want everybody to have a lovely weekend. My prayers are out to everybody that's going through something. And, I just wish the best for everybody. Bruh, you know, you can take me out. And everybody have a good night and a nice, safe weekend.
It's some pain medicine. Let's go! In your car, you at the house, on your job, get in color school. Come on.
I've been down so long, I've been hurt for so long.
A long way. That's why we love you. Come on.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father.
Let's go now, in the front now, in the back now, let's go now, ladies, that's for the struggle, that's for the pain, that's for those dark nights, come on and sing it with us, y'all.
Hey,
now that I'm changed, no one can keep me away.